Latter-day Council. Selections from addresses of President Gordon B. Hinckley. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, the Son of God, who came to earth and walked the dusty roads of Palestine, the Son of God to teach us the way of truth and light and salvation, and who, in one great and glorious act, offered an atonement for each of us. He opened the way of salvation and exaltation for each of us, under which we may go forward in the church and kingdom of God. Be not faithless, but believe in the great and wonderful and marvelous blessings of the atonement. Meeting, Burlington, Vermont, 14 October 1998. Sacrament. I hope that once in a while outside of the walls of the chapel we think of the meaning of the sacrament and of the obligations which are repayable in partaking of it. It is a sacred and marvelous and wonderful thing and represents for us the life and the gift of the Son of God. Sacrament Meeting, Monument Park, Utah, 9th Ward, 20 December 1998. Family Relationships. Under the plan of heaven, the husband and the wife walk side by side as companions, neither one ahead of the other, but a daughter of God and a son of God walking side by side. Let your families be families of love and peace and happiness. Gather your children around you and have your family home evenings. Teach your children the ways of the Lord. Read to them from the Scriptures, and let them come to know the great truths of the eternal gospel as set forth in these words of the Almighty. Fireside, Buenos Aires, Argentina, 12 November, 1996. Reverence. We need to cultivate a spirit of reverence among our people, particularly our younger people, who have become very careless in their behavior, their demeanor. Let us work on this very, very important matter so that when we enter the chapel, we enter with a feeling that we are walking on sacred ground, that this is the place where the sacrament is administered. This is the place where the Word of God is taught. This is the place where we ought to solemnly contemplate the things of heaven as well as the things of earth. Let there be developed in the hearts and the minds of our young people a greater attitude of reverence. Let there be quieter talks in the houses of the Lord. Let us be known as a reverent people. Solemn Assembly, Salt Lake Temple, 19 April 1998. We live in a complex time. We live in a very complex time in the history of the world. We are subjected to all kinds of influences that come into our living rooms and speak to us and beckon us to do things that we shouldn't do. It takes self-discipline, faith, courage, and vision to go forward. And you do that. We love you for the strength and goodness of your lives. Fireside, Sydney, Australia, 14 May, 1997. We are a biblical church. We are sometimes told that we are not a biblical church. We are a biblical church. This wonderful testament of the old world, this great and good Holy Bible, is one of our standard works. We teach from it. We bear testimony of it. We read from it. It strengthens our testimony. And we add to that this great second witness, the Book of Mormon, the testament of the new world. For as the Bible says, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall all things be established. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Atlanta, Georgia Regional Conference, 17 May, 1998. Humility. Be humble. There is no place for arrogance in our lives. There is no place for conceit in our lives. There is no place for egotism in our lives. We have work to do. We have things to accomplish. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give thee answer to thy prayers. Doctrine and Covenants, section 112, verse 10. People ask me, what is my favorite scripture? And I say, I have many of them. But that is one of them. Be thou humble, and the Lord thy God shall lead thee by the hand and give thee answer to thy prayers. Meeting with Spokane, Washington, Youth and Young Single Adults, 22nd of August, 1999. Virtue and cleanliness. Believe in virtue. Believe in cleanliness of thought, mind, word, and deed. Stay away from the great and terrible flood of pornography that is sweeping across the earth and makes a few men rich while it destroys many others who become enslaved to it. Stay away from it. Meeting, Baltimore, Maryland, 15 November 1998. Temple work. The vicarious service to the dead is the most unselfish service of any that I know of in this life, where no one comes with any expectation of thanks for the work which he or she does. Every time you come to the temple, you will be a better man or woman when you leave than you were when you came. I believe that with all my heart. Redouble your efforts and your faithfulness in going to the temple, and the Lord will bless you, and you will be happier. Regional Conference, Oahu, Hawaii, 23 January, 2000. Live the gospel. Live the gospel. Live the gospel. That's my counsel to the members of the church. Live the gospel. Look to God and live. That's the sum and substance. Look to God and live. Interview with Deseret News, 25 February, 2000. Priesthood of God. In this church, every worthy man may hold the priesthood of God. Every worthy man may speak in the name of God, the Lord, even the Savior of the world. Every man may serve in the governance of the church. Every man may place his hands upon the heads of his wife and children and bless them. What a marvelous thing it is. What a great thing we have to offer the world. Meeting, Singapore, 30 January, 2000. Be good neighbors. The Lord expects we will be good neighbors, kind to others, to those not of our faith, that we will treat them with generosity and love and respect, that when they have troubles, we will reach out to assist them and lift them and help and bless them. Jesus was asked, "What is the first and great law in the kingdom?" And he said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, might, mind, and soul. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. Now, that isn't easy to do. It is not easy to do, but we must work at it and work at it constantly. We must reach out to assist others, and their respect and appreciation for this church will grow as we do so. The God of heaven expects us to be helpful to others, to be good neighbors, to be friends to all within our reach. Meeting, Guam, 31 January, 2000. Convert retention. I think the Lord would be very pleased if we would get on our knees, each of us, and pray to Him and ask Him to help us bring someone into this church. And then, when that occurs, you stay so very close to that individual until he or she becomes well-grounded in the faith, so that there will be no falling away after they've come into the church. Regional Conference, Oahu, Hawaii, 22 January, 2000. Put return missionaries to work. I am satisfied that if every returning missionary had a meaningful responsibility the day he or she came home, we'd have fewer of them grow cold in their faith. I wish that you would make an effort to see that every return missionary receives a meaningful assignment. Activity is the nurturing process of faithfulness. Smithfield, Logan, Utah, Regional Conference, Priesthood Leadership Meeting, 20 April, 1996. Testimony of the Restoration. Remember that God is in His heaven, that He is your Father and my Father, and that He is the Father of His only begotten Son in the flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, who lived and died for each of us. And after long generations of apostasy since He was raised from the dead, they, the Father and the Son, have appeared again and parted the curtain in this, the dispensation of the fullness of times, and brought back the ancient priesthood with all its powers and gifts and authority and the true church of the Lord which carries His holy name, even the name of Jesus Christ. And it is our Father's wish to bless us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to live well. He desires to bless us. And we must put our trust in Him. Regional Conference, Santiago, Chile, 26 April, 1999. This is God's holy work. This is God's holy work, restored to earth in this, the dispensation of the fullness of times, to bless us because He loves us, to bring gifts to us because He wishes to pour out that love upon us. Be faithful, be true, be upright. How wonderful it is to be a member of this church. Meeting, Cairns, Australia, 26 January, 2000. End of the article, Latter-day Council.